This is Corinne LaRue with California Ag Today. The Alliance for Food and Farming says publications advocating against certain agriculture products, such as the Dirty Dozen list published by the Environmental Working Group, highlight a bigger issue with consumer knowledge. Back with us today is AFF's Executive Director, Teresa Thorne.
People have got to remember that the farmer's first consumer is their own family. So food safety is obviously a key priority for all of them. But I think also that it's important to understand how those farmers and farm workers feel when groups call their product dirty. It is disrespectful. It is hurtful. And more to the point, these farmers and farm workers have all been working hard throughout the pandemic. We have not had an interruption in fruits and vegetables being supplied to us throughout this. And they're, you know, dealing with inflation and supply chain issues now as well. And they're continuing to get us safe and healthy foods, consistent supply. And for them to be disrespected like this year after year, you know, it's just unconscionable to me.
Thorne says peer-reviewed science shows eating organic over conventional doesn't reduce consumer risk due to the lack of pesticide residue on conventional produce. To learn more about the safety of all produce, head to safefruitsandveggies.com. For California Ag Today, I'm Corinne LaRue with the Agriculture Information Network.